آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
سامعین، آسٹریلیا ایک ایسے ملک کے طور پر فخر محسوس کرتا ہے جہاں مختلف ثقافتوں، مذاہب اور اقدار کے افراد نہ صرف مل کر رہتے ہیں بلکہ ایک دوسرے کے مختلف ہونے کو احترام کے ساتھ تسلیم بھی کرتے ہیں۔ میلبرن نارتھ کے ایک فٹ بال کلب نے اپنی ایک خاتون مینیجر کو مد نظر رکھتے ہوئے خصوصی طور پر حجاب مرچنڈائز تیار کیا۔ اس سلسلے میں گفتگو کرتے ہوئے کلب کے وائس پریزیڈنٹ اسد شاہین ایس بی ایس اردو کو بتاتے ہیں۔
We've had merchandise at the club, like we give our volunteers and our coaches and team managers and things like that a hoodie or a puffer jacket for the winter or something, you know, to represent the club. And Fatima's been with us for about 8 to 9 years now, not since we started, so we're a new club. We started in 2017. And yeah, she's always helped around the club, but she's never had any official apparel, like, you know, a top or a jacket or anything. And I was offering her a jacket and she would never accept it, and I didn't realize why. But then one day I said to her, what about if I get the hijab branded for you, like, you know, Uni Hill, so you can represent. And she absolutely loved the idea, and her son started making fun of us, like as a joke. He thought it was a joke, but then we were serious. So then we took it to our kit supplier, which is Kobo Sports, and we took him a hijab, and Fatima had to show us where to go, because he'd never done one before, so she had to walk him through it, where to put it on, and the rest is, then when Fatima started wearing it, the people at a council meeting saw her, and they were fascinated by it, and they really loved the idea, and how, you know, it was about inclusivity and including everybody in the club, and, you know, involving everybody. So yeah, that's how it started, and now we offer it to anyone that wants it.
اسد کا یہ بھی کہنا ہے کہ سب کو کلب میں خوش آمدید کہا جاتا ہے اور کسی کو بھی یہ احساس نہیں ہونا چاہیے کہ اسے تنہا چھوڑ دیا گیا ہے.
Yeah, definitely promotes inclusiveness, because you know that nobody feels left out, like, you know, they're happy to they volunteer at the club and they help out at the club, and they're all, if they see other people wearing the merchandise and, you know, they wear like a hoodie or something and they got their own, and obviously they can't wear the jacket because of the type of hijab that she wears. I think it's called the longer hijab. It's got a different name. Everyone's happy to have that offer to them. So everybody feels involved, you know, for all our women that play the game. And so yeah, It's been good.
اس خصوصی حجاب کو پہننے والی فاطمہ کا کہنا ہے کہ مذاق کی صورت میں شروع ہونے والی بات کا نتیجہ انتہائی خوش کن تھا.
My name is Fatima. I've been involved at the club ever since they've been operating, so since they've become established. So it's about 7 years old now. I've got a couple of kids that play there, and I'm actually a team manager for an all females reserves team, so yeah, that's what I do. Okay, so initially what had happened is, as the community knows, any kind of sporting or really anywhere where children are involved, they always rely on the help of volunteers. So a lot of us that do this, we are all volunteers, so we don't get paid for doing what we do. And so basically at the time, I had a daughter playing in the under-16s and they were looking for a team manager. And they approached me and said, look, you've been in the club long enough, you sort of know the rules and this and all the, you know, kids, would you be willing to do, you know, a team manager? And I looked at them and I said, oh, look, if it involves me changing my dress code, then I can't do it, because all the staff in the club are actually wearing tracksuit. I don't dress like that because of my hijab. I dress, you know, obviously like an Islamic woman would, very long dress, and obviously covering the parts of my body that Islam requires us to. And Asad, which is the club president, very supportive. He said to me, why would you have to change your, you know, your attire? I'm happy to support you in whatever way we can. And I looked at him and it was sort of like a passing joke. So it was not really anything serious. He said, give me one of your hijabs and I'll get a logo on it. I said, oh, don't be silly, you know. And then He said, no, no, seriously, give us. And he sort of, if he didn't persist, so if the President Assad didn't persist, I don't think I would have gone ahead. So he kept coming at me and he said, I'm not going to give up. And then one day, finally, I ended up presenting him my hijab. And then it was really funny because the day of the print, they had the hijab. I wasn't with them and they were FaceTiming me and they're like, which way, where does the head go? Because obviously being men, they have no idea. And so I had to sort of, during the FaceTime, try and explain to them. And, you know, so now, you know, now they're doing the next sort of lot of printing. They are fully understanding on, you know, where the logo should sit and how it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's sort of how it came about.
فاطمہ کہتی ہیں کہ نہ صرف اس طرح کے اقدام کمیونٹی پر مثبت اثر ڈالتے ہیں بلکہ دیگر افراد کے لیے راہ بھی ہموار کرتے ہیں.
Look, I think, you know, if you have anyone in the community that can support, whether it's big or small, I honestly did not think of anything, you know, except for the I'm happy to help, but I'm not going to change my dress code. And because I had the club support, I think what this does is it just encourages other, let's say, for example, in this case, Muslim women that, you know, you don't have to change, you know, the way you are dressed and, you know, the way you present, because if someone really wanted to, they can cater for, you know, how and who you are. So, I mean, our club, when we started, we had one girl wearing hijab, which was my daughter that started in that team. And now if you look at it, we have got so many young women playing with hijab. And yeah, it's really been very good. I walk in the community sometimes with that hijab on, you know, like after our soccer games and stuff. And I have people in the community that come and approach me and say sort of, you know, what club are you from? And so I actually get quite a lot of positive feedback. It's not seen in a negative light. So, but I never thought it would get to as far as it has. So, yeah, I wear it very proudly. That's all I can say.
سامعین, ملبرن نارتھ میں موجود یونی ہل ایگلز فٹ بال کلب کی جانب سے اپنی باحجاب ٹیم مینیجر کے لیے خصوصی مرچنڈائز تیار کیا گیا جو انکلوسیو ہونے کی ایک مثال ہے. اس حوالے سے آپ سن رہے تھے یہ پوڈ کاسٹ.
لائک کیجیے, شیئر کیجیے, تبصرہ کیجیے. فیس بک پر SBS اردو فالو کیجیے.